Robert Buchan and his fiancée Amanda Chapon say they have it pretty good, considering the circumstances. Buchan now has a home of his own, even if it is older. It sat empty for more than a year. Their neighborhood in Decatur is rather rough, and he's still getting calls from creditors.
When I seen the original woodwork and everything, I was like, wow, $9,900. Well, let's do this.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What was
that? State finance.
I'll call him back in a minute.
You, real good deal. You're getting used to those, I think.
Yeah.
Especially when they hike their rates up.
How often they call?
Oh, seven, four, eight times a day.
Yeah, I'd say four, but he's about right. I'd be nice.
Buchan and Chapon are currently unemployed, but they're managing, with Buchan doing an odd job or two and getting disability income. But Buchan admits they need some additional help to keep them and their two kids fed and clothed. That's why next week will probably mean another trip to Catholic Charities and Northeast Community Fund.
I don't like to go there unless we absolutely need it, because, you know, it's, to me, unless we have to have it, it's taken from somebody else.
Everything out there in front is free clothes, free clothing.
Jerry Pell says Robert Buchan's hesitance is not unique. He manages Northeast, which has distributed groceries and clothing from its storefront north of downtown Decatur for more than 40 years.
The first words out of their mouths would be, I've never had to do this before. Or something like, I've usually been on the other end. I've been giving to something like this most of my life. And now I never thought I would be the one that, you know, would have to be accessing something like this.
The best thing to do, Pell says, is to make clients feel comfortable.
And the other thing, I think, is just say something to them like, well, you know, when you get back on your feet again, you know, it's always okay to come back in and start donating again. And I think that makes them feel better and just gives them a way of maybe feeling better about accepting what is there to be given.
Like in this, there's three cans of soup, three cans of vegetables, a can of tuna.
Gary Kleckner has decided to give back even as he receives from Rantoul's Community Services Center. He helps man the food pantry there, and he's still tithing to his church, even from his unemployment check. Some of those contributions come back to him.
First, you know, you feel a little bit guilty because, you know, you've been able to support yourself and everything, but then you stop and think, I've got to eat, and I don't have nothing coming in, and that's what it's here for.
It's been 8 months since Kleckner last worked. Last year, he left his pizza job of 20 years for more reliable hours, packaging roasts at Rantoul's Meadowbrook Farms pork plant. It shut down suddenly, leaving Kleckner and scores of other people looking for work in a town with few openings.
My name's Emily Federer.
Likewise, Emily wasn't expecting to need assistance either. She's a college graduate, but a broken relationship and a career change left her with less income, shouldering mortgage payments alone on a large old house in Sydney. She also says it was tough to ask for help, but she found that help.
In church, I'm part of a women's community in town, and my friends took me in and helped me recover from the breakup and then helped me kind of brainstorm about how to make things work again.
Federer had to short sell her house, but she's now in a new relationship and working as a nursing assistant. She says the experience has put a lot more coping tools in her toolbox. Adding to that list of personal resources is what a peer counseling program does back in Decatur. It came about as one of Decatur's biggest employers, Caterpillar, laid off nearly 1,200 workers last winter. Some had never been through job loss, including Casey Peterson and Wanda Purcell. But now they're working in the local unemployment facility in a makeshift office. Peterson and Purcell help fellow CAT workers and others find food or utility help and muddle through unfamiliar terrain.
Now a lot of these companies, it doesn't matter what particular job you're applying for them. They want an online application and a resume, and they want it uploaded, and a lot of these people aren't familiar enough with doing that because it's really taken a turn in the last 5 years.
They're not familiarized with the computer.
Purcell says their biggest obstacle is communication. She says most laid-off workers find out about peer counseling by word of mouth. And when they find out help is available, she says they're eager to take advantage of it. That's what Dashai McCoy had to acknowledge when she returned from Indianapolis to Decatur with her two children to care for a sick mother. We talked inside a McDonald's, a place she wouldn't mind working in for the time being, even if it doesn't fit her job skills.
In Indianapolis, I wasn't dependent on nobody. But here, it's like, I have to depend on the state, food pantries, whatever I can, any kind of assistance I can get.
Like Emily Federer, McCoy was also a nursing assistant. Now that she's back in Decatur, where she grew up, things have been tougher, and she had to fight her misgivings to call for assistance.
I was arguing with myself, telling myself, no, this ain't even worth it. And then I had to realize what was important to me. I mean, I want to give up plenty of times. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. But I did it. No regrets. None at all. No.
Next up for Dashai, try to get back into school to get her Illinois nursing certification, or even to try something new. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.